I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As Hamas and Fatah factions battled for control of Gaza, a Christian school and church near a major security headquarters was targeted by militants and ransacked. Glenn Penner of Voice of the Martyrs Canada says there's much to pray about in the days ahead.
Things have settled down to a degree. Unfortunately, the group that has taken control, Hamas, is a far more militant organization, and time is only going to tell just how much they're going to implement Sharia law in Gaza. Things are certainly going to be better for believers in the West Bank, which is under the control of Fatah.
Next, Medellin, Colombia is often associated with drug trade and guerrilla warfare. Transworld Radio's Jim Munger says they're answering with the City Lights programs.
The program Women of Hope helps them see how the gospel is applied to their specific situation. We address factors that relate to the family, children's programming that helps children learn basic values upon which their life needs to be established.
Munger says they need greater coverage so more people can hear the gospel. And children's Bible clubs in India brought more than 1 million children to Christ last year. Dave Stravers of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says many of the 10-day clubs became after-school programs where children could get practical help. Parents noticed the love the Christian volunteers had, and as a result, many Hindu families came to Christ.
Last year, we actually saw more than 5,000 new churches start through these after-school clubs. So we're hoping to focus more on this so that new churches can get established in villages that don't have a church.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is now making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical text come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.